This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Another example of Michigan's lack of government transparency was pointed out this week. Here to talk about that are Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican Majority Leader in the State Senate. He joins us by Skype. And Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Hi there.
Hello.
Hey, Lester.
I was reading this week the Associated Press and the Center for Public Integrity looked into and found examples around the country of state lawmakers voting on bills that ended up benefiting their own business interests. The AP reported in 47 states those conflicts of interest were easily found because almost everywhere lawmakers had to disclose their occupation and their income or their business associations. I mean, that's real transparency. Michigan does not require those disclosures. Ken, what kind of discussions, if any, were there on this issue when you were a member of the legislature?
Well, I think, you know, there have been discussions about this for a long time. The earliest discussions that I remember were in the early 90s when I was still in the state house. And I think a good question and a fair question is why haven't legislative leaders, particularly Republican leaders, advanced this over the years? And the answer is, it's not because they think it's a particularly bad idea. They just think the need for financial disclosure has been exaggerated, frankly, and that the positive impacts have been exaggerated. And that on top of that, I think they then feel a little stampeded into doing it. And so they've resisted over the years and rather than just sort of acquiesce. So I think that, frankly, is the reason why it hasn't happened.
Yeah, that's the Republican view. Vicki, did you and your Democratic colleagues ever discuss this while you were at the Capitol?
Yes, and in fact, we introduced a package of bills in 2009. We introduced them again in 2011, and we introduced them again in 2013 when I was in the legislature. And they included several things. One was a financial disclosure statement. This went a little further than I think was necessary, but certainly if you run for Congress and you run for federal office, you have to disclose your financial interests so that people know that you may be voting on something where you own a major stake. For example, in Michigan, we're home to the automakers, and it would be highly likely that a Ford, General Motors, or Chrysler employee would be serving in the state legislature and be voting on things that impact the auto industry. And that should be disclosed. We should certainly know that. If you own a lot of shares of AT&T and you vote on AT&T bills, we should know that. But that's been turned down every time we introduced it. But there's a lot of other things that deal with transparency that Michigan has avoided dealing with, including Freedom of Information Act requests for the state legislature. Those bills finally did pass the House this year for both the legislature and for the governor and the executive branch. But they're sitting in the Senate, and the Senate Majority Leader has promised no action on those bills.
Back in 2011, I and a colleague at Michigan Radio found that at that point, at least one out of three legislators owned a business and would benefit from the big tax reform that was being pushed by Governor Snyder that year and passed. At the time, the Center for Ethics and Government at the National Conference of State Legislatures told us that these kinds of laws usually come in response to a big scandal. Ken, is it going to take a scandal before the legislature starts being more transparent and requires some kind of financial disclosure by lawmakers?
Well, Lester, Michigan historically in the legislature, when I say historically, I'm saying, say, the last 30 years, has been relatively scandal-free compared to some other states.
Well, that's because we don't know who might be involved in something.
Well, but the scandals, legislative scandals around the country rarely involve sort of conflict of interest. It's really issues like lobbyist bribes and things like that. And back to your point, though, no, I don't think it's a conflict of interest for a legislator who has a business to vote on a business tax cut. I mean, I'm a homeowner. I have property taxes. Is it a conflict of interest that I vote on a property tax cut, or I pay sales taxes? Is there a conflict that I vote on a sales tax cut? I mean, you wouldn't be able to vote on anything.
But we can look at tax records and see property tax records and see what you paid. And we know about that. That's transparent. It's not the same thing.
Well, I'm not going to get in a big argument over this. I think transparency is generally good. Disclosure is generally good. I just think on the issue you started the show with about financial disclosure, the reason it hasn't happened is in Michigan is generally because legislative leaders, admittedly, primarily Republican, have just not been convinced that it has the kind of value that some advocates say it has. And that's an arguable question. But and so they've just decided they're not going to do it. Now, I also will say, Lester, I think it's going to happen. You're not going to have 47 states require it, and then at some point in time, Michigan be the lone holdout. But that's really why it hasn't happened up to this point.
Vicki, the AP reports the other two states that don't require financial disclosures of legislators. One, Vermont, will start requiring disclosure reports next year. And the other, Idaho, has a proposal to require disclosures going to the full legislature. So Michigan could soon be the only state in the union which does not require financial disclosures of legislators. What does that say about Michigan?
Michigan is going backward when it comes to opening up its Records Act and ethical practices. The governor signed a package of bills earlier this last year that allowed dark money, undisclosed funds, to flow into campaigns, and it impacted local races this year. So there were thousands of dollars being pumped into the Royal Oak City Council race by unknown developers that wanted to buy a city council. So I think eventually the public is going to say enough is enough and we're going to have to do something. But I do want to point out something that we talked about when we were talking about voting on taxes and business taxes and all of those things. The real problem here is not that we voted on those things. It's when a legislator has a special interest in the legislation above and beyond every other legislator or above and beyond every other resident in the state of Michigan. So let me give you an example of something that worked well in Michigan. While we don't have a requirement, when I was in the legislature, we passed the non-smoking bill, which was great. And so you can go into restaurants and bars and everything. Well, one of the legislators on the Democratic side of the aisle, Mike Huckabee, owned a bar and restaurant. And he would be disproportionately impacted by that legislation because he was a bar owner. And not every other member of the legislature was a bar owner or a restaurant owner. So Mike stood up and he invoked a conflict of interest rule and did not vote on that legislation. He happened to believe in the legislation, but as a bar and restaurant owner, he felt he shouldn't vote for it. And it passed, fine, but he stood up and said, I have a disproportionate ethical conflict with this piece of legislation, and I'm not going to vote on it. If there was an auto dealer that still owned an auto dealer practice and was voting on legislation to eliminate the sales tax on new cars, that should require that person to stand up and say, I have a disproportionate interest in that. So clearly, we vote on things that affect us every single day, but it's, do we have a disproportionate interest in that vote?
Vicki Barnett is a former Democratic legislator. Ken Sikkema is a former Republican legislator. Good to talk to both of you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.